Hi, this is Sheetal, and you're listening to the Paranoid Podcast. Before the podcast starts, heads up, there's a lot of echo, and the audio quality is pretty bad. You might have to increase your volume as well. I'm really sorry for the audio. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Let's head to the podcast. This is Sheetal talking. I'm the host. So today I'm not alone. Surprisingly, I have friends. So we
Taste
have
of a past.
wait, you shouldn't talk before I introduce you. Shh. So we have two people here, not one. So from being alone to having two
Yeah.
friends, not only one, is a big deal for me. And letting their voices spoil the sanctity of this podcast.
Damn, well done.
We have two people. First one is Bruten. I don't know what
Yellow.
it means. Yeah. Bruten, you can introduce yourself if you want to.
I'm Bruten. It's a Swedish name. Don't Google. It's fucking cringy. It's inspired by PewDiePie, and I like to staple my balls to the ceiling fan and try to cast a bat signal in my spare time. Yeah. Yellow.
Awesome. Okay, now that was an awesome introduction. Now we have another person here, and he's called Kuro, and I'll let him do the introduction or whatever he wants to talk about.
Hi guys, I'm Kiro. This name was given to me by a close friend of mine. Don't ask what it means, what it stands for, because I honestly don't know why it came up. But I'm actually very thrown off by Bruton's introduction, so I'm sorry. You guys have to just forgive me for a second. I can't.
So sure.
I'm
I'm
sorry.
like
Oh
I'm
my
like
God.
stapling. He's like stapling his balls and all.
And bat signal, what?
Totally out of nowhere. It was a good start. Okay, fine. I'll stop being a host and let this be another
Oh, I thought you were
participant.
gonna say I'm storming a whore.
Whore,
Okay, I need to work on my pronunciations. No one,
yeah.
no wonder people are listening to my podcast. They're probably listening to me like a whore or slut or something. Okay.
Nice dude. Hey, I recently saw you have listeners from Uzbekistan and all.
Shut
Nice
up.
dude.
Israel and all. Yeah, dude, even I've seen.
Yeah, fuck, nice man. Yeah, Antarctica. Only penguins I thought were there, but damn.
Apparently, polar bears listen to
What?
inspiration to a generation, Seagull.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Let's not talk about me. Okay, what have you guys been up to this quarantine?
If
Bruton?
you want like a straight answer,
No, is
I
it in
think
general,
I'm
is
gonna
it going
prefer.
good?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is quarantine time. If you are listening to this late or the
Yeah.
next generation or something, this COVID-19 situation is happening,
True.
which is a pandemic. And yeah, it's been amazing. We are all locked down. We can't go out. There is no food. Zombies are
Hey,
coming.
shut
We have only baseball bats just to defend ourselves, and we can't look at the sun directly without turning into a vampire. So it's like quite a situation. How's it for you, Kiro?
I swear.
I would say it's going pretty well. I'm trying not to go out in the open, trying not to look in the sun. So I'm good. Yeah, pretty much.
True.
I'm chilling, 'cause you know I have things I can do at home in quarantine. I sketch, so doing that. I work,
Oh
that
yeah.
takes up most of my time. I game, takes up another amount of my time.
Oh
So I have plenty of things to
His
do.
sketches are
I'm
like
just getting
damn
kind of
good.
fat. Fat.
True, we're all getting fat.
Yeah, so am I. Which
I
is
think
good.
we are not in the heat of the pandemic, as in where our friends are dying. So I guess we're having fun, as in sort of, as in
Like
we do miss social
is
interaction. Yeah.
every other person is dying of boredom though.
I mean, I do face boredom, but then I easily manage to find something that I binge on, like I continuously keep doing, or I just keep sleeping, something like that.
I lost so many brain cells that I was gonna just go and join Team 10 for Christ's sake.
Jesus, you smoke that much weed?
No, I'm Team just 10. So bored.
Is it alive?
Yeah,
I don't
it's,
think so.
It's very dormant. Much alive and kicking, but it's become like a porn house now. Not Team 10, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, speaking of sleeping, are you guys sleeping a lot these days?
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. A lot. Nice segue. I have to tell. You're pretty natural at this. That's why you have listeners from Israel.
Yeah, how's the sleep cycle been going? Fucked up?
Yeah, hey, it's pretty good. I mean, you had to look at the bright side. I am sleeping. That's the bright side. But, from 5 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Still a good number of hours.
You already fucked up. You silly listeners judge you.
So,
I'm gonna edit that out.
Yeah. So basically, my work starts by 8:39 in the morning. And I have a very bad habit of not sleeping on time. So now I just keep pushing myself to sleep on time as much as I can. And it kind of gets irritating and annoying for everyone else.
Sure, definitely.
Okay, yeah, you'd know. But besides work, my sleep cycle is pretty okay. It's kind of forced, not something I want. I don't enjoy sleeping as much. But it's something I just have to do.
But the thing is, during quarantine, it's like you don't do much, so you don't actually fall asleep that easy.
Exactly.
Because you're still not tired and you're still wide awake.
Yeah.
It's that sad. Okay, do you guys, speaking of which, we're coming to our topic of the podcast. Dream. Mm-hmm. Dream, dreams, whatever you can call it, plural, singular. So what did you both think about the topic, as in what do you think we were going to talk about today?
Since you said dreams, we thought we were going to say dreams. So is that a wrong answer? Is this a trick question?
No, in the, regarding dreams, what do you think we were going to talk about?
I don't know. Probably like, first of all, like why we dream. The nerd in me is coming out.
True, exactly. Yes, we'll get to that. Oh, fuck,
Kuro,
what about you?
Yeah, so basically, I thought both of the things, which was one is achieving your goals, which you've set out since you were a kid.
True.
And then the other is like, you know, dreaming about the goals that you do.
Hey, Kuro,
at night. Yeah.
And also Shigel. But Shigel is... I think it's a self-proclaimed virgin. I don't know how true that is, but anyway.
Hey.
Do you at all, like...
Hey, I am a virgin.
Okay, fine. I'll take your word for it. Wink, wink. I'll ask you both this question. If you break up with a girl, do you delete her nudes?
Okay, I can't...
If she wants me to.
Oh,
but
good answer.
But, oh, okay. So, do you...
Okay,
have you ever
so,
had that topic in mind?
Like,
if I fuck
so
you,
I
just not talk anymore. But by the way, can I still keep your nudes or something?
So it's okay. So you asked relationship and break up with the person. So in that sense, it's like, okay, if you want to respect the person, you'd be like, hey, I still have these pictures of you. Do you mind if I still keep them? Or are you kind of like weirded out? Or if you don't want me to keep them, I'll delete it. That's fine. But if you're talking about like a one-night stand kind of thing, then that's kind of weird. Like to
that's
keep
weird?
It.
I thought. Really?
But is it weird if you don't bring it up at all? And you just break up and then you just let go of the things that you had. Okay, fuck it, he has my notes. Fuck it, he's seen it anyway. Let him keep it. Is that okay?
That's,
or like, I have it. I'm not going to address it unless he asks. Or she asks.
Okay, so... one thing I'd like to say is that when you're doing it at the moment, you know you're doing it. You know you're sending this to that person.
And it's going
to
be with that person for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, you know, I want to send it to you because I know I'm here with you right now. And like, supposing you guys break up, it's like, if the person remembers and it's bothering them, then they will bring it up. But if it's not bothering them, then they fully knew at that moment, like, okay, I send it to this person. They have it. I don't have a problem. It's okay. Never mind.
Makes sense. Okay, let's get back now. Dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, you were right. We were going to talk about both the dreams. As in, but then mostly the dream that you have when you sleep. Because I don't know why they call both of it dream. As in, if they call dream, just when you have those, you see things when you're sleeping. And why is the things that you see in the future also called a dream? Shouldn't it be like a goal or something? Because you want to achieve it. You shouldn't call it a dream. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
Dream is not what you have in sleep. It is what keeps you awake. That cheesy, corny Instagram followed.
If I see someone put a caption, unfollow. Unfollow immediately.
But, Bruton, at the same time,
dreams
in the day and the night are called the same, maybe because when you dream of things during the day, you dream about the same things at night, because you're so dedicated to achieving it.
Okay, so that means if it's synced, that's an actual dream. Maybe. If you dream about shit in your actual dream, and in real life you have a different dream, you're a stupid person.
I thought
not
you were
stupid.
Say, in real life, if you should.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Okay, what's the weirdest dream you guys have had that you can remember now, of course?
I have one. I have a granny.
Okay.
She is like 95 years old.
Okay.
And what happened was, it was set in Jurassic time. We had a Jeep. My dad was driving it.
My
granny was in the back of the Jeep. It was an open Jeep. And the T-Rex was chasing us. And my dad was driving off. And my granny had a bucket of lemons.
Psych.
Okay, so
and,
till this point,
she was
it was
throwing
the
it
same
at the
of Jurassic Park.
I know, exactly. Till the bucket of lemons, yeah. And a 95-year-old woman. And she started throwing it at the T-Rex and saying, Sai Munda De, like, die you devil. That has got to be the weirdest dream ever.
Cute, your turn.
Okay, so I don't have weird dreams. I do not dream unless it's a nightmare. Fun fact.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. I don't have dreams unless it's
I think you have dreams, but as soon as you wake up, because you don't remember it, because it's happened to me also. Because I've noticed when I'm sleeping, I'm dreaming. Okay, I dream every time, according to me, but immediately after I wake up, if I get to something, imagine I get a call and I'm directly working, as soon as I wake up, I will not remember what I dreamt about. It'll almost be like I didn't dream at all. But if I wake up on my own through the dream, then I'll remember the dream. So it's like if you have a time schedule, like I'm sleeping now and I'll wake up as soon as the alarm hits and stuff like that, and you straight away get to doing some work, you'll not remember it. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, well,
no, actually, the scientific reason is... Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bruton.
The scientific reason is, if you have a deep sleep, you won't ever remember the dream. That's the thing. So if you the fact that you don't remember dreams says that you have more deep sleep. Maybe. Yeah, continue, Kiro.
Oh.
Yeah, so possibly I do have deep sleep because, like I said before, I don't enjoy sleeping and I don't like sleeping. So maybe the set amount of hours that I do sleep is like just for me to get my body some rest and then just get up and do my work again. But since this one dream, after this one dream, I've never had any good dreams. Never weird dreams, no good dreams, just only nightmares. This was when I was a kid, and I watched this movie. I don't know if you guys remember it. It's an animated movie called Brother Bear. Okay.
No, I've never heard of it actually.
It's okay. A really good movie. Okay. It's where this, you know, this whole tribe is there, and then when, you know, you pass over, when you die, you get reincarnated as different animals, your spirit. So Brother Bear is, you know, this family, one brother dies and he gets reincarnated as a bear. So Brother Bear. You guys can watch
Brother is like a non-brother?
No, like his family. Like his own family.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I watched this movie and my granddad and grandmom had come and were staying with me at the time. And I was a kid. I go and I sleep next to my granddad at night. And I suddenly wake up from this dream where a bear is mauling me and like growling. Okay.
What?
And when I wake up, I'm like sweating so much. And I'm telling myself, it's just a dream, it's just a dream, it's just a dream. And then I hear the growl again when I'm awake.
What?
And I just, yeah, and I turn to the side where the growling is coming from. And it's my granddad snoring, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I could not sleep next to my granddad for the entire year after that, just because I was traumatized, okay? And since that dream, I've never had any good dreams ever, or weird, or anything, just nightmares. You ask me how many nightmares I've had, I can just tell you different stories, but good ones, weird ones, nothing.
What? That's actually crazy. I mean, that's not...
Deep sleep when you don't remember the dreams, but...
Yeah, I think all of the other dreams are just mundane and useless. And the nightmares just like shock you to your bone, so you remember them.
Maybe. But there is, you know, the fact that when I do wake up, I feel like I've not dreamt of anything. So it's possible maybe I do not remember them. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
Damn.
What about you?
Oh my God. Me, I have a lot of dreams. As in, I dream frequently, actually. I don't know if there's something called good dreams. But they're just like weird. They're just dreams. I don't know if it's like a good or bad. It's generally weird. But sometimes I do have scary ones. But the scary ones for me, oh my God, they were very... most of the scary things happen in my house. That's the worst part. Like, I dream that I'm in my house, in my bed, sleeping, and I can see things. So it almost feels real. So that's the scariest part. No, I don't know. I've had sleep paralysis before, where I couldn't move at all. So I knew I was dreaming and I was seeing things. So I forced myself to fall asleep.
Yeah.
But usually I do have a lot of scary dreams. But if I'm somewhere else, it's like, I don't think it hits me that hard. I'm like, okay, if someone's chasing me or something's doing something, I can just... same old dream where you can't run fast and all that. I have all that, but I'm fine. But the ones that traumatize is that the ones I have in my room, and then I wake up and I'm in my room, then I can't fall asleep again. And usually when I wake up after having such dreams are usually around 3 o'clock or something. I don't know why, if it's a weird coincidence that there's this day I remember I had an exam the next day. So I was like studying last minute studies, as we all do. So I was studying towards the end. I remember I studied till some 2 a.m. I was like, let's sleep till 4 or 5 and then wake up and study again. And then I fell asleep at 2. And oh my God, I had like the longest dream in dream time. And then I wake up, it was fucking just 2:20 or 2:30. That's it. And then it was a nightmare, basically. It was like so weird that I couldn't fall asleep. I just stayed awake, rested my body and mind. And then I went back to studying. It was horrific. Or maybe I just bunked the test. I don't know. It's horrific.
Scary.
Yeah, it's actually damn scary.
Is that why you sleep with your lights on?
Yeah, exactly. And I also, damn. I feel like I hear stuff and then I'm like, I am wide open. And actually, it's not only that exactly. There's been a lot of creepy stuff that's happened in my house. Like a lot of haunted stuff. I mean, there's no physical evidence, but you don't need physical evidence for fear. You just need a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's paranormal activity. Like, you won't have evidence.
Okay, that true.
It's gonna bite
exactly.
You, yes.
So this, I'll tell stories about this on another podcast or something. But yeah, so that also like keeps me up and I keep the lights on because I'm like, fuck. Look, there's nothing, but it's just that the fact that something could happen is the fear. But the thing is, oh fuck, someone, I got scared. Someone dropped something. Guys.
Yeah, sorry, my end.
Nice timing, bro.
So, okay, I come back to the topic. So yeah, for me, nightmares. So I feel like dreams, you know, when it's weird, I feel like dreams don't come out of nowhere. Sometimes you'll have weird dreams about random people and you doing things you'll never do in real life.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like those things are just random scenarios or things you read or experienced or random stuff just combined into one situation. Like if you take a premise of a different movie and actors from a different movie and dialogues from another movie and put it together. I think that's that weird combination every night. It's like a dream. I don't know.
Actually, the way that dreams function is this. Your brain sees a lot of images and it hears a lot of voices. And your brain forces itself to stitch a story according to the images that it sees.
But I'm curious, why is it working overtime in the night?
I don't know. I think it brain feels uncomfortable if there is no continuity within the images that it sees. So it stitches them together to form a story.
But you know, but the craziest part is our dreams. Like I was just telling the time aspect of it. Like where in the dream you feel like there's a foreground created for you. In, like imagine a dream is a movie. And you're playing a role in it. There's complete foreground. You're fighting with... The dream might be just the fact that you're fighting with this person. Okay. But then there's so much foreground in within the dream where you're like, this person did this to me, that's why I'm fighting. All these weird connections.
Like
yeah, so it's like it establishes the whole thing within 10 minutes. So you are completely put into another person's body. It seems like his dreams and his memories and everything... And now you have to live it. So it's like 10 minutes of dream, but you feel like it was forever because there's so much foreground to it. I don't know if Kuro can relate to it because he doesn't dream about all this.
Yeah, I don't know if I can relate. But one thing about what Bruton said was the stitching together of different things. Basically, psychologists have always said, you know, your brain... It's easier for you to remember things when you go to sleep because that's the time when the brain like stores information. So maybe that's why we have such weird dreams and it stitches things together.
No, but then some people tell that things that happen in the dream end up happening in real life and it's like a deja vu for them.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I'm like, how does all these weird things happen? And nobody can actually, interpret
so,
it.
So I'll tell you one thing. When I was about in ninth grade, I wanted a PSP so bad.
Okay.
It was whatever. I dreamt about having that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And this one night, I went to sleep one night. Okay. And I was just dreaming about the PSP and it was like, I was obsessed with it. So it just came in my dream. And it was just like, I was playing this thing day in, day out and everything. And then suddenly my world was just shaken. Okay. And I wake up and I see my cousin sister was in my room, okay? And she doesn't stay in, like, where we all stay. She stays, like, in a different state. So they had come home to surprise me. And they got a PSP as a gift. So, yeah. So exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, maybe all the things everyone says about the brain is true, that, you know, there is so much power in the brain that if you want something, you will get it.
I do believe in that, in the sense that subconsciously, maybe you won't know that you're going to get it, but I don't know how, but the brain gets to know that, okay. Or maybe it's the want of something. Like, do you guys ever Google your dreams? I always Google my dreams if I had, like, a major component or element in the dream. Like, imagine I get a dream where I'm just walking upstairs. Just I'm walking, and I'm walking a lot. So I'm like, why am I dreaming about this? So I usually Google it. So it usually tells me, maybe subconsciously you're looking for something or something like that. So maybe like the brain processes your feelings also to images. Sometimes if it's things, you just see the thing in your dream. If it's people, you just see the people. But sometimes you're feeling something that you're not addressing in real life. Imagine you have friends that you haven't spoken to in a long time, and then you're there's so much pent up inside and you can't talk to that person, but you're feeling guilty and you're trying not to address it. You dream about them a lot more. Like, I used to have a friend back in the day when we fought or something and we weren't talking to each other for a long time. We weren't talking for a long time. And then later, when I tried to reconcile, it ended up ending
Which
the friendship.
Which one is this? Because this happens a lot.
Yeah. No, no, this was very, very long time ago. This was when I was like... 16, I think.
Yeah.
So So basically, the whole time we weren't talking, I was like, yeah, we'll just talk again. We're going to be friends again. Like, you know, friends fight and all that. But then when I was like, fine, if the person is being stubborn, I don't want to be stubborn. Let's just reach out and see what will happen. So when I reached out, I just got like a slap in the face. Where that person completely cut me off and wasn't ready to even talk about anything and was done with the situation, like, I'm done. We're like, I don't think anything can go back to the same. So I think that was so hard on me that I had recurring dreams about me seeing that person in different situations and apologizing every time, and that person telling me it's okay every time. It didn't happen in real life, but I kept having the same dream. I meet the person, I'm like, I'm really sorry, and I cry, and the person hugs me and is like, it's okay, it's all right. So I had the dream for so long, then one day the person actually called me and was like completely normal, as in he was like, I'm fine with. We didn't talk about it, but we spoke like normal friends, or like we didn't have any malice. After that day, I never had a dream about him. Had dreams that have actually come true too. This person only, I'll name the same person. I never got a dream about him again, and I slowly got over it. Okay, I realized that it wasn't anyone's fault. It was just a misunderstanding, and I shouldn't beat myself about it. But yeah, whatever. We'll move on. That has left a lot of trauma, whatever, on me. But fast forward to when I was joining this college. I had a dream. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I see him, this person. I'm like, in the college, actually. In the dream, I'm in college. I'm like, wearing my ID, going to college. And that person is also like... I'm in this college, and then he just walks off. And then I'm like, wait, I'm also in the same college or something like that. And then I was like, okay, let's just reach out to this person. What is he doing? What's he been up to? Because we just finished our CET exam or something. Then I reached out to him. I just texted or whatever, saying, what have you been up to? What course are you selecting? Whatever. He was like, no, Comet K, I got into civil to another college, not my college. was like, oh, civil, interesting and all that. Then I told him that I have gotten into this current college or whatever. Then he was like, oh, I'm trying for that college. Let's see, but not sure if I can get round two Comet K or something. And I was just like, fun fact, I had a dream that you are in my college. So I'm guessing you'll get into my college because my dreams always come true. I was just joking. But then after 10 days or something, he's like, yeah, I got into the same college.
Wow.
Yeah. There's so many things like this have happened.
Scary.
Yeah, it is scary. You know, so many, that's why I believe my dreams when it's out of the blue. Like if it's not signifying anything and it's actual people doing stuff, I believe it. Like I remember one day, I had this other friend who went to study away from my, I mean, we met every day till then. And then he went to study in VIT. You guys know, no? You guys know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 of course. Yeah, VIT.
Yeah, so he went to study to VIT. So it was, yeah. In the beginning, it was really sad because we met every single day. And then one day I dreamt about him coming to meet me in a cycle. It was a weird dream.
Aww.
He's like cycling and he's like, I'm going to go surprise us or surprise her or something. He comes. I kid you not. I wake up and he's actually at my door and he came back, came to Bangalore to surprise me. And I was like, I knew it. He's like, what the fuck?
Did he come by cycle?
No, of course not.
I hope not.
Of course not.
So juvenile.
Yes, he's, so, such things I'm like,
yeah.
Is it my subconscious already knowing stuff and telling me, or is it like a supernatural thing that you can't explain, or is it just pure coincidence? And I remember
pure coincidence.
It's killing my
I think it's something deeper than that, though.
Thank you, Kuro. Because I want to believe that there's more to dreaming. Because I do believe in what Kuro tells, that the brain has more capacity than what we think it does, and dreaming is one thing that taps into another realm. I feel it is true because there's a lot of people who do astral projection and do lucid dreaming and all that.
Doctor Strange. Yeah.
Huh. So it's like, I think it's like when you're sleeping, you're completely like meditating like these saints. So, but you're not doing it
monks.
On purpose. Yeah, monks. So, you know, oh my God. You were correcting me. Yeah, fine. Whoever, the people like Gautama Buddha who meditated, what if they were like, what if he was like in such a deep realm sleep that he explored the world through his brain and different scenarios and everything through all the years, and he figured out this is the right way, this is the only way because I've done everything else. I'm just making everything up now. I have put to butcher my story and put facts.
Wait, but didn't they made a movie about this, right?
I've seen the movie, but I don't remember the enlightenment part. I only remember him like meditating and then enlightened and he comes out.
But are you talking about Buddha or dreams? Lucy? Oh my goodness.
No, I feel like why is lucid dream?
Lucy is such a stupid.
I've not seen the movie. Oh, is this Scarlett Johansson movie?
Yeah,
I've just seen bits
and
pieces. I've not seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's. Oh my God! Oh, I'm not even gonna start. I'm gonna stop because that's gonna be an entire podcast episode. Shitting on Lucy.
15 things wrong with Lucy. Yeah.
15,000 things. Though the thing is, I watched it because Scarlett Johansson is fucking attractive.
Oh my God.
True. A lot of
apart from that, like, yeah.
Her acting is also sort of dumb in the movie. The parts I saw.
Because the movie
great.
Was dumb. Yeah, even they put Morgan Freeman and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
they couldn't come up with a better script.
I think
they're really good actors.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking.
Morgan Freeman is dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bruton, any facts that Sheetal was saying you'd like to butcher her theory with?
I'm not going to do that because let's leave everything to perceptions.
No, you can put facts because there's probably someone listening to this who's like, dumb bitches, see internet, Google it. So, you can just actually correct me so they have the satisfaction.
See, I don't know enough to correct anything. But I don't.
I mean, whatever you know.
Personally, I don't think there is any supernatural thing going on.
I feel like there is. Oh my God! No,
okay.
Listen to me. There were these two people that were acting like they weren't dating, and I liked one of them. And I had a dream where they were like pretty comfortable with each other and like sleeping with each other. I was like, yeah, of course he knows.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm like,
how do I not know? We gambled together. And
I think you know.
I think
you just.
You're not like connecting it to the correct
connecting,
dots.
Yeah, correct. Dots are not connecting. Go dream tonight and connect it in the dream. Okay, you know, I've actually solved so many problems in my dream. Because if you. You can also try this. I've heard this is true. If you have a math problem or anything you want to solve, before going to bed, think about the problem and be like, I want to solve this. I want to do this. You will actually. Do it.
Yesterday I had a problem with the neuroscience. I was trying to solve something. I was thinking about it. I slept with the book, with the writing pad that I was writing my equations in. And by the time I woke up in the dream, I had the answer to it. As I totally believe in it.
See, it works. So you can make your brain do it for you. So it's like sometimes I have design problems. I be like, I can't come up with anything. I'm just gonna sleep. And when I'm sleeping, I get an idea. I'm like, morning before the exam, I just draw some crap and I'll go.
Damn, dude. Wow.
Like, you do solve problems when you're asleep, for sure.
No, I mean, we both studied in telecommunications, Kuro and I, in the same class. And no, you don't get shit in sleep. Okay, it's like it's all complete and utter bullshit. You will get nightmares probably.
In telecommunication, all you like hear in your sleep is like, you know, can you call me on my cell phone? No, that's the only thing. Sorry, I just had to. Sorry.
Yeah. That was fucking app. No. You used to call me using Morse code.
Jesus. Shit, that's another topic. Morse code, my brother's actually learning it and he knows it.
I know Morse code. I tried learning it, but
it's like, it's so intricate. Like, you need to know the space between each beats and all that. I think I didn't have the patience.
Kuro, do you remember ham workshops and stuff?
Okay.
Definitely do.
I mean,
in those to be a certified ham, you have to.
I know. Food. For radio.
I'm talking for the silly listeners. You know who don't have the context.
See, you guys know who y'all are.
Yeah, like sending love hearts, smashed like. Comment and subscribe.
Click the bell icon for notifications.
Yeah. Notification squad.
Dude, you can't do any of that on the podcast.
Thanks, man. Yeah, for enlightening.
I meant want them to comment. Lol. I do want them to comment, but then...
No, the thing is, in Apple Podcasts, they can give 5-star reviews. And you can read those reviews.
But I think no one from Apple listens to me other than you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I've not told anyone, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll come to that.
Will Smith.
Hey, guys, I would ask you.
Continue.
Dream-wise, have you guys ever had wet dreams?
I was just going to ask something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what exactly do you mean?
Wet dreams are the dreams where you are sexually involved with a person.
We've all had that.
Kuro is gonna say he has had wet nightmares, huh?
Correct.
Jesus, dude. I actually have.
What kind of demonic
people? If you've had wet dreams, that means you've had French dreams, kiss. Kuro.
I have had, yes, but like not with people I've necessarily wanted to have it with. Like, it's just like, yeah, cool.
Say no more.
What if it's subconscious? What if it's subconscious?
Oh, that's so weird.
Subconsciously, you want to do it with that person. So, like, oh. Okay,
so I had actually, a dream. I don't know if you guys know this person called Amanda Bynes.
Oh, wonderful.
No? Okay, I was a kid, she was a little older. She used to come on Nickelodeon. And kind of had like, you know, I was a kid. So
what show?
I have no idea. It used to be like this talk show kind of, I don't know, like game show maybe? I'm not sure.
It's one of those shows which you watch because for no reason.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I had this dream where she was in my pool and I was there and she was like on the other end of the pool. And the max, you know, since I was a kid, the max thing people would do is like make out or like kiss. So next thing you know, her neck extends like a robot and just comes out of her head. I mean, not her head, sorry, just her
body. Are you kissing her right now? Just,
no, it's coming towards me.
Oh, to like, kiss. Okay.
Yeah. And like when it's just like 2 centimeters away from me, I wake up. So.
Oh, yeah, didn't get a kiss. Shit.
You got cock-blocked by your own subconscious, huh? How did it feel?
Yeah, it's like not really least have feelings for a real thing by a robot. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I can sort of agree with Churo where I've had weird dreams with random people. True. But I guess it doesn't escalate as much if there isn't anything in the first place. Yeah.
Exactly. It just like kind of happens and you're like, oh, I don't know how to feel about this, but like, never mind.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's got to do with your moral compass also. That's exactly why even in your dreams, you can't murder someone or rape someone or something like that.
True.
Because your moral compass will hold you back because it's basically your subconscious.
Is there a problem that I've murdered people in my dreams?
Oh my God.
Shigal, this is a cue to stay the fuck away from Kuro.
Oh my God. No, I think it's like...
Might be over-charismatic dancer, like, really hot guy, but let's be careful.
I'll tell you why you might have killed people in your dream. Because it's like, as far as I've known you, Kuro, you're not confrontational. Like, you don't confront things and you're not shouting or screaming at anyone. So I think subconsciously sometimes you just want to break out and scream and just
point.
Go crazy.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you're right.
I continuously have dreams. Even I'm not confrontational. I try to resolve situations, but I so want to literally yell at someone.
You know, I've
so
had dreams
much.
Where I've yelled at people too, but I've not killed. But I've had so many dreams that I wake up with me and my mom fighting. Like I have a lot of mom issues, I think. So it's like when I wake, I'm in the dream fighting with my mom like so much.
Yeah. And so when you wake up, you'll be kind of angry at that person.
So
like,
true.
I don't know how to feel.
So true. I've had dreams where I've got bottled up feelings and I've shouted in my dream and lost it in my dream so many times.
Yeah.
But I've not killed anyone.
Up, if your mom comes and if she's like, hey, honey,
you're like,
ready.
What the fuck, get out.
Stay the fuck away from me.
Okay. So speaking of that, let's transition to another topic which I want to ask you about dreams.
Okay.
It's like, okay, Bruton, I don't know if you face this, and Sheetal, you have to tell me if you've ever done this.
Okay.
It's like your significant other dream about you doing some ratchet shit with another girl or guy, and then when they wake up in the morning, they'll give you shit for it. Have you done that, Sheetal, or has that happened?
No, I've not actually done that.
But that's the weirdest thing, okay? I have always been in an open relationship. There's this girl that I recently dated. I think Sheegal remembers. It was the girl that I was seeing when we were in Goa.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, she was like, she had a dream about me sleeping with someone else. And the weirdest thing is, we were in an open relationship. So in reality, we could...
do it, yeah.
Do anything.
It wouldn't be a problem.
But
yeah.
Since it was in her subconscious, she woke up and she started to blast me. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with her and what's with unstable people and them liking me. This was like so awkward.
I can so relate to that thing that what's with unstable people and them liking me. Like I've had very
Kuro
crazy people in the past like me.
Yeah.
Very crazy people. Who I've got
Kuro, has that happened to you?
Yeah. Probably has.
I guess, yeah, in a way.
With which girl?
You've got a dream or the other person's got a dream?
No, the other person's got a dream. I don't...
You've never got the dream.
Really me?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even me, in the sense, how do I tell? I think that's underlying trust issues. Because whoever I've dated, I've never seen them with anyone else. If I dream about them, we're just together.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
You've not dreamt about the significant other with someone else.
Brutin,
have you heard? I have, and I have gotten aroused by it.
Brutin,
so it's like...
Brutin, have you heard about...
One of my fantasies is cuckold.
Whoa.
So to see me, to see my significant other with...
With someone else. Oh my god, I didn't know.
To see my girlfriend with someone... Cuckold. C-U-C-K-O-L-D.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like totally into that. So if that happens, it's sort of like
Jolly.
A victory.
Jolly.
Yes, preferences.
I don't. Oh, it's not more than preferences. I clinically can't feel jealousy. So this is the best I can go for. Maybe my brain gets confused between jealousy and sexual arousal.
Or maybe it's just something that really gets to you.
Mm. Yeah.
It is an arousal. Maybe jealousy is an arousal for you.
Kuro, yeah. What about you? Oh, probably. Oh my god, that was a good...
Yeah.
Dude, we can actually be therapists.
Yeah.
We have too many problems too.
Yeah. We have problems as such. Yeah.
Kuro, what about you?
Mm-hmm.
Significant
have you
other.
Ever dreamt? Yeah.
What was the repercussion of
dreamt?
The dream? No. The other person. Blasted or just ignored?
At times it would be kind of emotional for the other person. Because
I guess it's because it seems very realistic because it's possible
yeah.
you would do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
not
maybe.
Like you would
maybe,
for
thanks.
Her, for that person.
Yeah. For the audio listeners,
no,
Kuro is
me,
a
when they get
very
angry,
tall,
it's...
handsome guy who's kind of like a fuckboy.
You'll never know. Hey, guys, you're wrong. We've given you fake names so nobody knows about your birth. Come on.
They'll probably
yeah,
like
exactly.
see Obsidian and be like, oh yeah, that's probably like Kuro.
Probably.
No, you both are fucking alike. Plus you dance and he games, so you both are almost on the same
so
path.
Similar. So similar.
Yeah. So similar.
No. Going back to what Kuro was telling.
Huh.
I mean, what I was
yeah.
telling to Kuro. So it's so true that if you just have a dream... of your significant other doing some shit with some girl and it doesn't seem like a significant other, you won't even feel anything. But if you're having the dream, it'll be so specific and it'll be so doable. Because in your head, you've already thought about that it goes down like this.
Wait, Kuro. Did anyone dream you with the numerologist?
Yeah, so many times.
Wait, who's numerologist?
That is the problem.
Come
yeah,
on.
I got it, yeah.
Come on, Sheetal, you know.
Sheetal, you like her so much. Like, you like her way too much.
Oh, do you want me to keep this in the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, keep it, yeah. Sure.
Kuro yeah. is actually single, Brutin.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck. Oh, shit. Sick.
Yeah, I know. Kuro's status is
not
a little...
Not comfortable with it.
No one will know
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. Welcome to this side of the equation, bro. There is beer and boobs here.
I mean, it's
by
been there on the other side.
Anime
well,
cartoon
right?
girls. Huh?
Oh,
that's what? Always been there. Come on.
What?
No.
Huh?
Beer and
nothing.
Boobs, plural. Lot of boobs.
Yeah, because a pair.
Huh?
No,
a
pair,
I'm telling.
Yeah.
Pair,
a lot
pairs.
Of pairs. Oh,
I mean,
pairs,
see,
yeah.
that can be on any side of the equation. It just depends how loyal you are.
Okay, let's go talk about the girls. Okay, have you ever got a dream where you're
clean,
like,
I mean.
Where you want to pee so badly and you go to the bathroom in the dream and pee and then pee in real life?
Like
yeah, that,
in the bed or in
that
the
would
bathroom.
Happen. Oh my god.
Huh,
why would you be sleeping
yeah, exactly.
in the bathroom, man?
True. So true. That only. No, legit. Trust me, when I was young, I peed myself in the bed thinking I'm peeing in the bathroom. Because in my
yeah,
dream, I was in the bathroom.
That happens.
Exactly.
Even when I'm old.
That's my question.
What was your question?
Even when you're old?
Yeah, mm-hmm. even when I'm recently also, I've had a dream where I'm like sleeping. I mean, I'm not peeing myself, of course. But I'm like struggling to go to the washroom in my dream. And I go and then I'm trying to pee. Then I realize it's not really leaving it. Then I slowly wake up, then I'm like, ah, it was a dream. I have to wake up and go and pee now.
I don't know if this is a podcast or an expose at this point.
Because trust me, when the podcast name is like dream, dreams say a lot
yeah.
about the person, so it's basically exposing ourselves.
It's pretty
oh,
fucking
geez.
Personal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is. So basically, we're getting very intimate right now. Very real.
Yeah, but I mean, people don't know who we are unless people who know Kuro and Bruton are. So.
True.
And Sheeta, so basically, Sheeta, I'm just fucked. Everyone knows Sheeta. Because
everyone knows Sheeta.
What's up, games?
She's the popular kid.
Oh, God. Yeah. Popular YouTuber. What did you call
me? Sheegal.
Popular kid.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Sheegal, you don't know, like, the time that... oh, yeah, we can get into that also. The time that I had you in my dream slash whatever you want to call it.
Hallucination, yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, so basically, not fun fact, sad fact.
Fun Susan fact.
Has...
okay, I suffer from bipolar disorder with psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I have hallucinations at times. So they are basically like dreams themselves, but when you're awake, you'll have dreams. So you see and hear things
yeah.
that are not there. Sometimes even smell things, which happened recently.
Oh my God, smelling is worse.
I smelled kerosene and I started having delusions that my parents were going to burn me alive. So
oh
I
God.
Ran away, I sat in another room. It was a mess, yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, so
it must be
so
hard because dreaming about things and just having crazy stuff and then you wake up because your brain can't process the pain or... the shock, that's a different thing, but hallucinating it in real life and then you can't wake up from it, that's horrific.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. But there is like one pill that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
If you can recognize that you're hallucinating,
mm-hmm.
which I can.
Thank God.
Because mine is mild,
mm-hmm.
so I can take it. So yeah, I have had this hallucination where the host of this podcast, Sheetal, was there. In my hallucination.
Hallucination,
yeah. Yeah, she was standing in the corner. She was staring at me like Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's
with
never
black
a good
tears
thing, according
out.
To me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen When the Party's Over, Kuro?
The music video?
My Billie.
Yeah, yeah. Music video. Yeah.
No, I've not. No.
Okay, so basically, black tears come from her eyes. Roll down from her eyes.
Oh, that's all the passive smoking she does.
What?
Like the tar coming from
good
her eyes.
Yeah.
That's what you see.
Wow.
Someone
yeah, this
please
is
tell
inhaling with my eyes.
So yeah.
Tar rolling.
She,
yeah.
That was intense.
So the audio got cut here. Sadly, some technical issues, I couldn't get the whole audio, so we spoke a lot more than what you hear. Since we couldn't end it, I'm ending it here. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope the echo didn't bother much. I bet it would have bothered you, but sorry. Next time, I'll try to make it a better podcast with better audio. And yeah, thank you. Bye.